my brother in particular just carried me high. And he said, Beulah, have you got 3 or 4 feather pillows? And she says, my God, Ed, I've got the plenty pillows for 4 different beds. What are you talking about? He said, well, I thought you had 2 or 3 extra. You could let Judy Lee have them put in her dress before she went home. I said, when the old man gets a hold of her, so she ain't going to be able to sit down. And I said, I ain't going to put nothing in my dress. He said, you better put it in your drawer. He said, I'm talking to you, sis. I said, you better do it. Because he'd been in the family ever since Mama died.
Uh-huh.
And he treated us children just like we was his own brothers and sisters, me and my little sister. I said, I don't care. I'll take what's coming. And I said, Beulah said, sis, is Clarence coming tonight? I said, yeah, he went there last Saturday night. But I said, he told me he'd see me again Saturday. And she said, he did. I said, yeah. And she said, well, good. I said, what are you going to do? I said, I ain't going to do a thing. I said, what are you going to say when Paul gets home then? Older brother and sister called him Paul, but the younger's called him Papa.
Mm.
I said, well, I'll take the consequences, but I said, it ain't going to do him any good. I said, if Clarence wants to come and see me, I'm going to talk to him. I don't care what comes or goes. She said, kid, you're going to have a rough run. I said, I was 18 and he raised hell with me every time Dad came. I said, well, he can read and they ain't going to do him any good. And so...
what he did?
Well, I just fixed and fixed. My brother-in-law took me on up to my grandpa's. That old fishing where they sell these minnows down here?
Yeah.
That was my grandpa's home place. My brother-in-law brought me back there and left me there, and my daddy come and picked me up. And just we started around the industrial arc that to go out to Garnet Farm out here north of town. He said, daughter, you might have a good last Saturday, didn't you? I didn't even mention it. He said, daughter, you mind me off a good Saturday, didn't you? I said, sir. He said, you know what I said.
Huh?
I said, yes, sir. He said, well, when are you going to see him again? I said, well, he's coming tonight. He said, do you think so? I said, yeah. He said, he'd be here again tonight. I said, he's bringing Aunt George over again tonight. Well, he opened the gate for us.
Oh,
we drove the
gate. When you got home?
And he helped me out of the bucket. Helped me out of the buggy. And said, hi, hon, how are you? Made that remark right before my dad.
Oh, he said that?
Yeah, he said, hi, honey, how are you?
Woo!
I said, just fine.
That takes a lot of nerve.
Yeah, and he said, Annie and George is in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Annie wants to see you. I said, well, good. Well, I knew what you wanted to see me about. Papa didn't say anymore. He never did open his head anymore.
That's all it was, too.
That's all it was, too. He never said anything.
Well, that's great.
He never gave me a raking, never gave me a scolding or nothing.
He must have liked Clarence all right.
He did. He said, if we married, if he had knew the boys was good Christian boys and walk right and walk straight, and that one of them didn't drink. He said he would have kicked if Clarence had been one of them type of guys to gamble and drink.
Yeah.
But said he knew they'd come from a clean family and he loved old grandpa and grandma and he thought they was old.
Yeah.
And he said, sister, I'd never get
I bought a poor man a back off.
Well, that's great. That turned out like that.
Yeah, good, and he gave me way. I was married in his bedroom.
He did.
I was married in November, my sister married in January.
Huh.
She married the oldest boy.
Huh.
And she was the oldest girl. And I was next to the youngest of my mama's children.
Mm.
And Clarence was next to the oldest boy, and I married him.
Married him, yeah. Whatever happened to old Willie?
Well, poor Willie, he just
got left out.
Well, I treated him as a brother from then on. That's the way we done. We went on just like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
We had to, because after all, it was just kid stuff. Just like he said a many times, that was just kid stuff.
Yeah.
Going to school.
Yeah.
We had his little brother school. But now I thought I had to be a real boyfriend.
Yeah. When you were holding hands.
Yeah. School. I thought I was doing something.
Yeah, that was
well,
good
we
stuff.
Well, we had his baby brother school that morning.
Yeah.
And I just thought I had to be.
That's funny. That is so funny.
But now that's real life. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
And I was 15 years old. And I was married in my daddy's bedroom.
When you're 15.
Mm-hmm.